Film.
And Furious.
Welcome back for another Angry Film Review. Due to the nature of this podcast, there are bound to be some unavoidable spoilers. So if you've not seen this film yet, hit pause right now and come back when you've seen it.
If you want to hear more Film and Furious movie reviews, don't forget to subscribe and check out my other podcast, Theory of Conspiracy. Thanks for listening.
Right, if you're still listening, don't blame me. Okay, as promised, Venom 2, I should say. This time it's Carnage or something like that. Let there be Carnage, is it that? Anyway, not a lot I can say about this one, sorry about that. It's another Marvel film. I did really like Venom 1, but this one was just missing something. Still had some humour. Woody Harrelson was an okay bad guy. But I was just expecting something a bit more from it. This one seemed to focus on the symbiotic relationship between Venom and Brock and how they are like struggling or coping or managing to sort of live together, seeing as they can't sort of be without each other sort of thing. There was an interesting bit in the credits, but there's always a couple of scenes. I didn't stay till the very end one. I assume the one was after the credits, but I stayed for the scene where the credits started to roll and then you get another scene and then the main credits, you know, the black screen with the text scrolling up. There was a bit there which confused me. Someone please let me know on Twitter, the abductee on Twitter, and let me know what's going on. Very confused about that. So let's score it. So it's an action sci-fi, according to Google. Action-wise, I don't think there was action in it, but not as much as there could have been or should have been. Maybe that's what was lacking. I'm going to give it 2.5. Sci-fi, it's comic stuff, sci-fi, 4. Overall, I'm going to just give it run-of-the-mill 2.5. Not one of the best ones, not one of the rubbish ones. There we go. Right, I'm on holiday next week. Not sure I'll be able to make it to the cinema. If I can, I'll drop a review. Have you seen this movie yet? Are you going to see this movie? Do you agree? Do you not agree? What would you give it out of 5? You can let me know on Twitter. It's at the abductee. Don't forget to check out my other podcast, Theory of Conspiracy, where I talk about popular and not so popular conspiracy theories with Carlos and occasional guests. As usual, thanks for listening. See you next time.